VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Israeli police on Sunday recommended indictments for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife Sarah on bribery and other charges. The recommended indictments are a result of a police investigation into whether regulatory benefits were granted to a large Israeli telecommunications company in exchange for positive news stories about the Prime Minister. Police say there is evidence to charge the couple with bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. The Attorney General will now decide whether the Netanyahus will be indicted. Police had already recommended indicting the Prime Minister on corruption charges in two other cases. The U.S. is preparing for a state funeral for former President George H.W. Bush, who died late Friday at the age of 94.
Trump spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the late president will be honored at Washington National Cathedral, though details have not yet been announced. And even though President Trump had a tense relationship with the Bush family, Sanders says he and Mrs. Trump will attend. He'll also designate Wednesday as a national day of mourning, after tweeting the 41st president was a truly wonderful man, whose accomplishments were great from beginning to end. The other ex-presidents are also praising him, with President Obama saying George H.W. Bush's legacy of service may never be matched, though he'd want all of us to try.
Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. The French President Emmanuel Macron held an emergency security meeting Sunday to talk about how to deal with the protesters who have mounted demonstrations in Paris for three straight weekends. They're upset with new taxes and with Macron's leadership. The demonstration in Paris this weekend evolved into a riot. This is VOA News. President Trump says he'll approve a two-week extension of government funding to avoid conflicts with ceremonies honoring the late President George H.W. Bush. Funding for some government operations will run out on Friday. Much of the U.S. government's functions have been funded through next September. Trump and lawmakers have been sparring in recent days over his demand for $5 billion in funding for a wall along the southern U.S. border with Mexico to stop illegal migration of Central Americans trying to enter the United States. The admission to lying to Congress by President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen raises the question, did others close to Trump do the same? Associated Press correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt tells Fox News Sunday he's pleased Special Counsel Robert Mueller exposed Cohen.
I'm glad to see the special prosecutor taking that particular crime seriously.
Roger Stone, former Trump campaign advisor, is in the spotlight after email exchanges between him and an associate show them talking about possible WikiLeaks disclosures. In this from ABC's This Week, Stone insists he was using something already in the public
to hype as much voter and media attention to the disclosures when they came as politics.
Mueller's investigators are trying to determine whether Stone knew in advance of WikiLeaks' plans to release hacked materials damaging to Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Bangladeshi opposition leader and former Prime Minister Khaleda Zia is, according to the Attorney General, ineligible to contest December 30th national elections because she's been sentenced to prison terms in two corruption cases. The Attorney General said anyone convicted and sentenced to 2 years or more in jail is not eligible under the ruling issued recently by the Supreme Court. Zia's been in jail since last February. She's serving a 10-year sentence on one corruption conviction. In October, she was sentenced to 7 years after being found guilty in another corruption case. She'd filed nominations for three parliamentary seats. Her party is rejecting Sunday's announcement by the Attorney General. The World Health Organization says Pakistan is registering about 20,000 new HIV infections every year. That's the highest rate of increase among all countries in the region. The WHO says mortality among Pakistanis living with the virus, which causes the deadly AIDS disease, is also rising in spite of the availability of life-saving medicines. The latest government figures show that only 16% of the estimated 150,000 people living with HIV in Pakistan have been tested. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.